What's up, ladies and germs, you sanky-danky pieces of trash. Welcome to this year's WWE Survivor Series 2020 review / thoughts recap. We are in for a good one. Some of you guys are going to love this show. Some of you are going to hate this show, as in the pay-per-view itself, not this show. You're going to love it and you're going to share it and you're going to follow on all platforms. But I, for one, and I don't know if it's because I've been in a good mood, really enjoyed this. I'm going to give this show a thumbs up, but leaning towards a thumbs in the middle, pointing upwards.
Yeah, there's nothing really bad about it.
Actually, no, I'm going to give it a thumbs in the middle because nothing meant anything. I just completely forgot. I'm looking at my notes that I took, and like there's lots of stars on, which is good. The wrestling was good, but nothing meant anything. There wasn't even a fucking score counter on the side anymore.
It's a thumbs in the middle, but it's leaning towards a thumbs up.
That's a really it's like a strong tie. It's like if it was win-loss tie, it'd be a strong tie, nearly a win. If they just made these matches mean fucking anything, because it's like, who cares who wins?
I've seen the Cult-Holic stuff.
And no affiliation at all.
Yeah.
Don't watch their stuff. Watch ours.
Yeah. Don't watch their stuff. But I like to see what other people are doing. Yes.
What did they think?
They what the whole thing to make it mean stuff. Apparently back in '04, I've never seen it. But apparently the winning team got to. Won their shows.
Yeah, they did it. The Survivor Series. The winner.
Like Maven booked himself in a world title match.
Yeah, that's an interesting. But the fact is, there was only one match on the show. Here, there's like six or seven of multi persons. So who's gonna get to win the thing? Everyone who survived.
I think the idea that we had last night, which we were watching it, the winners of the female and the males,
whether it'll be 1, 2, 3, 4, or 5, entered into a number of contenders match.
A five-pack challenge.
Yep, 100% agreed. All the people who survived. So, for example, Lana now should be, in theory, number contender for the Raw Women's title because she was the sole survivor. But we're going to rant. We'll get to that. Fuck me.
If you were a fan of that match...
Turn off.
Don't turn off now. Keep it on. Just mute it.
Yeah, when we get to it, I'll tell you because that was pretty damn terrible. But we'll start off the show. There was a battle royal. I caught bits of it, and then they showed a recap on the main show. So the Miz won, but we'll get to the Miz later on because there was some diabolical booking with it when it comes to the Miz. At least on my notes, I took it because it made no sense. But opening of the show, really cool intro video package. When it comes to production, WWE's probably the best in the world. Like you could name it with anything, whether it be. A show on Netflix, a show on Amazon. WWE are just.
It was like the Raw intro and the SmackDown intro put together.
Yeah.
And I thought, man.
You didn't like the voiceover, but I like the voiceover, but you like the promos, and I wasn't a fan of the promos. I like the old school. And by the way, Survivor Series 2000 review for 20 years ago will be coming tonight. It'll be a bit later
We've been working like crazy.
Yeah, we have been working a lot. But there's still, again, so that gives you time to go back and check out the previous 6 episodes if you have not done so already. So we'll get to Team Raw versus Team SmackDown on the men's. This was good. I gave it 3 stars. I thought maybe I was generous.
Maybe a bit generous.
Maybe 2, 2.5 bit maybe. Yeah. I think I rated this too high in the New Day versus Street Profits a bit too low. But it was just whilst I was watching it, maybe I was in a good mood, I was pumped because it's Survivor Series. But I don't know.
The Rollins thing made no sense.
Yeah, so
unless he was like, he felt loyalty to War because he was on War for the past 6 years. But that's.
Well, why be in a fucking qualifying match then? You fucking donkey.
Especially where the wrestlers basically control what. Well, not control what they do, but like. What did the man say like almost a year ago now? We're in charge or something?
Yeah, all that bullshit. Yeah, it's fucking. So basically, Rollins got on his knees and he said, "For the greater good." And then Sheamus bro kicked him. He's got Rollins eliminated.
Still don't really know what the greater good is.
Yeah, but then.
If they
explain on SmackDown this week why he did that, fair play. Could start off a great feud with someone. But watching it, it's like, okay, so he sacrificed himself. But then, we've already seen that. But I just don't get it. It's like for the greater good, but what greater good? He just got himself eliminated and cost himself a... Does he hate Smack? Is he going to go on an anti-Smackdown? He wants to be traded to Raw?
Unless he gets traded to Raw, yeah.
Yeah, maybe he's like, I hate this show. I hate this show. Ever since I've come here, I've just been screwed over. If he does that, fair play. I'll tilt my cap. That's some good booking. But even the commentary didn't help. They didn't explain why he did that. He's like, they were just like, he said it for the greater good. It's like, well, how does that help him? He looked like he loses his Survivor Series, fucks his brand show over. And then Kevin Owens stuns everyone until AJ hits a phenomenal forearm. That gets Kevin Owens eliminated. Riddle does the kind of, like you said, a whisper in the wind to get Corbin out. I don't like that finish. I think a former UFC guy should have a submission as a finisher. Strowman power slams to eliminate Otis.
Always boy dominating, what it was called. Where he hits the fucking...
It's like a tombstone, isn't it? Yeah, and then he kind of like bumps him, yeah. Should have done that. Strowman eliminates Otis, amen. And that left us with Uso. If there was a crowd there, it wouldn't have made sense because Uso would have been the face in peril against the five guys. But thank fuck there was no crowd. So Uso takes out everyone until Lee catches him in midair and hits a powerbomb, which is really, really nice, actually. To be fair, it was a really good finish. And I put out on Twitter as well, so everyone follow on the Twitter machine. Link in the description. I think and hope they do a 5-way number one contender match for the WWE title tonight. And the winner gets a shot at TLC.
Yeah.
Or do a 6-pack TLC match for the WWE title.
Yeah.
That's what I'm hoping for. I give it 3 stars. What'd you give it?
2.5. I don't think they could have gave the SmackDown guys a little bit more. They should have at least got one elimination, I thought.
I think you know, starting off with Rollins getting dumped out kind of helped that cause. Like, they got dumped out, but they were fucked from the get go. It was already 5 versus 4. So hopefully the SmackDown boys come out, and hopefully not Otis as well. But Otis made me... I ranted and raved on the SmackDown review about Otis for quite a while, actually. It was quite pathetic and quite sad. But he made me laugh in this one.
Yeah.
I thought he could be the VIP of this match. Actually, no, AJ bumped like a bandit for everyone.
AJ bumped for everyone.
As expected. And then we went to the Raw Tag Team versus SmackDown Tag Team Championship match. So we had the Street Profits against the New Day in a match which everyone is buzzing about online. And for me, it was like, it was good.
It felt like it went too long.
It went a bit too long. So the Street Profits got the win when it was like a doomsday device into a blockbuster off the top. So it made sense. I'm glad the Street Profits got the win. They should have got the win. It made sense because we said on the preview predictions they need the win more than the New Day. But to me, it was kind of like, yeah, it was good. But FTR versus Young Bucks at Full Gear kind of set that standard of pay-per-view tag matches where they didn't kind of...
Yep.
They were nowhere near that level.
I was just blowing steam up Street Prof.
Montez.
Mate, it was genius.
Such a good promo before. Unbelievable. And they did it in Gorilla, so I bet Vince was watching going, my God, they're fucking great.
Right. Montez is great, and then Dawkins was just working with him.
Yeah,
and
you see
the chemistry.
Yep, 100%. It's kind of similar to like Bret Hart.
So don't break them up.
Please, if you're listening, Vince, don't break them up. Don't, please do not break them up for a while.
You just messed up heavy machinery.
Yeah, like
Paul. And the Iconics.
At least Otis is kind of like doing some things, and Peyton Royce is doing things. Billy Kay's like performance of the night was in the back with Corbin. And then you had Tucker Knight, who's not even on main event this week, so he wasn't on television at all. Waste of time, poor boy. But the match itself, like, if you think this was great, fair enough. This is just our opinion. And remember, we are watching this at the time, it was like midnight to 4 a.m. So this is late, and we worked that day. So, like, a long, drawn-out match kind of at the start of the show kind of probably wasn't in our favour.
You almost finished me.
You were nearly
almost
off.
Almost finished me, and then thank fuck for Oscar and...
Yeah. And then we went to the IC versus US Championship. So we had Lashley getting the win here, defeating Sami Zayn with the full Nelson. I can kind of get it because Zayn's doing this conspiracy against, you know, the company's against me. But man, this guy went on Friday night. He lost clean in the middle of the ring to Montez Ford. He got pushed over in the back by Daniel Bryan and looked like a joke. And then he comes out and he loses to Lashley Clean in the middle of the fucking ring.
And he's the Intercontinental Champ.
Well, at some point...
I think that Bryan's going to take off him.
I like Sami Zayn, I do agree. I think because of that push...
He's doing the best work he's ever done.
Who, Bryan?
No, Zayn.
Zayn, he has the best work, but he doesn't win. So yeah. How do you expect a guy to be taken seriously by, like... Imagine you're watching that and you're not a long-term WWE fan. You kind of pop in for the big pay-per-views. You see the IC champ.
Like you said, everyone's a conspiracy against him, so... Maybe he's losing for a bigger payoff down the line.
Maybe, but I think he needs someone else with him, like what I wish the guy they put with AJ with Zayn.
No, they break up him and Nakamura. I like the idea of Nakamura, Cesaro and Zayn.
Yeah, me too.
It was a bit like a League of Nations.
You love the League of Nations. You fucking loved that. I think you may be the only man alive who enjoyed that. I thought that was a pile of dog shit. I fucking hated the League of Nations with a passion.
I thought it was amazing idea.
If I remember right, you were...
The foreigners together.
Yeah, but you liked it because it was kind of like they did that storyline on like W12 or W13, the video game.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's probably why you enjoyed it.
No, I didn't. I genuinely...
Fuck the League of Nations.
Mate, all these foreigners basically beating up the Americans.
Yeah, but yeah, it's like 1985 heel work. Like, fuck me. No, the match itself was like okay. I gave it.
Yeah, but I think we'll leave like Zayn.
Yeah, maybe. But you can do this conspiracy, but you have to back it up at some point. You need to win a match. Like, I get why Lashley won in the first place, but he jobbed him out.
Yeah.
Like, Zayn got fuck all offense. Like, it wasn't a back and forth, near fall, or it was a close one. It was, you know, Zayn looking like a joke, tripping over MVP's foot, and then running back in the ring, and then just jumping into the full Nelson. And there might be a payoff.
I'm sure the US champ always beats the IC champ. It pisses me off.
Yeah, and it's because of the championship's on him.
They never do the IC champion any favours, do they?
No.
it's either Miz, Zayn.
I think the IC title could be a curse. Like Wade Barrett, whenever he was the IC champ, he used to lose all the time. Ziggler, when he was the IC champ, he
should have been
there.
Like, but back in the day,
yeah, I know.
Back in the 90s, it was one of the best belts to have. It was the workhorse belt.
Yeah, now it's you have it and you lose. You know, it shouldn't. I get like, and it meant nothing. It meant nothing. What does Lashley get from this win? Nothing. That's the issue with this show. The show format, the Survivor Series, Raw vs SmackDown, should be scrapped. It should not happen anymore. That 2000. If you want to do fucking Raw versus SmackDown so bad, if that gets Vince so fucking horny and hard,
it's a really good idea.
It's a good idea, but not for Survivor Series. Put it on. Give it a bragging rights show. Bring that fucking show back. There's fucking 19 specials a year.
No, you don't need bragging rights.
Why?
Because
that's what it's for. It's
like
for
we
bragging
said,
rights.
Give them an award if they win.
No, it's. I prefer it back in the day when there was, you know, a few traditional Survivor Series.
Because, mate, without the SmackDown vs. Raw thing, Survivor Series is nothing.
Why?
It's not... Because
it's feuds. It's feuds. It's big-time feuds.
Oh, what, do you prefer to go back to that? Man, I think I'd rather
a few.
Gas when it was like that.
Nah, because then you still got a WWE
2008, 2009, mate, it was
fuck those. Yeah, those shows were shit, but like the later ones where you'd have Survivor
2006,
Series
2007.
Yeah, there was loads. We still had a WWE title match, a world title match, an ECW title match, and occasionally an IC or US title match as well, and a women's title match. Not fucking IC versus US. It's like, that's the thing with WWE, their pay-per-view schedule. It's like, you know what you're going to get every single time. So it's like, oh, we've got Survivor Series, and then you know, okay, cool, well, whatever happens, it's going to be a TLC match because there's a TLC pay-per-view coming on, and then there's the Royal Rumble.
Maybe
and
keep the champion, maybe have championship matches, but I mean, for the tag matches,
fine. Just, you got to put title matches on here because no one gave a fuck about this show. Like, nobody.
Yeah. Like the IC versus US.
Who cares?
I get the point.
The world title, fine. World title versus world title, that's fine. But then put some other title matches on.
Yeah, like the US and the IC never get defended anyway.
No. They need to be defended more in pay-per-views and treated more seriously. But I generally think this whole Raw versus SmackDown should be scrapped. If they love it so much, put it on its own pay-per-view. Do SmackDown versus Raw, for fuck's sake. I don't give a fuck.
They need a 40-figure back as well, I think.
Yeah, that's why they brought Adam Pearce, I think. Adam Pearce in. And I think that makes sense, as you know, it's a WWE official. He can then work both Raw and SmackDown. But then, a guy can run both, and then we think they care when they fight each other. Fuck it. Oh.
Yeah, exactly. It needs to be two.
You want a brand split. You want it to be Raw versus SmackDown. Fucking make it feel like it. Make it feel different.
Like when they first started doing it, you had fucking Shane and Stephanie literally
going at it. Authority figures. Yeah, authority figures stink.
Like, oh, no, we're going to win. No, we're going
to
win.
Yeah, and the commentators, like JBL, used to bash Raw every week on Friday on SmackDown when it was on the USA. That's fucking good shit. Not fucking... You know, oh, Michael Cole's stepping on Raw tonight.
Yeah.
No, if Tom Phillips can't because of COVID, you fucking bring in Vic Joseph. You don't bring the SmackDown commentator in to cover. Like, that fucking infuriates me. That infuriates the shit out of me. Yeah, they brought Cole. Cole's done a few Raws. Stupid. Then we had the match of the night. A lot of people will be thinking the main event will be match of the night. But because of my... I didn't watch a lot of WWE this year from the summer. So I kind of watched the SummerSlam second half of the show, barely watched Hell in a Cell. Yeah, I missed lots of their matches. So for this, I've never seen a Banks versus Oscar match. Even Hell in a Cell, I didn't watch Hell in a Cell. Remember, I was working. I was like, oh, what's it when I get back? Like, fuck, did I?
Yeah, it was Banks versus Bayley,
though. Oh, see, that shows how much I know about the summer. I saw Banks and Oscar, was it a Rumble? But it was fucking way, way back. So to me, this was fresh. It was different. And the counter wrestling and the fucking sequences, the holds, and you knew as soon as the bell, the roll ups.
All these new little fucking roll ups.
Oh, man. It was like to the point where when you start watching a match, sometimes you get that feeling that this is going to be a banger. And when it was going on, and it, as soon as it started, it was intense. It was great tech work. You're like, this is just going to be a great. And it wasn't like the main event where it's kind of like good start.
Definitely, slow, take Banks proper seriously.
Yeah, she needed that. She really needed that win.
And then just.
And it didn't affect Asuka. Asuka didn't look like a jobber.
Yeah.
In no way.
Oh, she can lose a belt sooner or later anyway. But yeah, one thing I thought that Banks carried her.
You think? I think it was. I thought it was just
teamwork, but. Like, Banks was doing most of the work.
Maybe fucking Asuka was doing it before and they were like, let's switch it up. But whatever they did, whatever they ate for fucking breakfast was fucking magical, because I thought, I only gave it 4.25 because I just think it was magical.
I'll give it five.
You're gonna give that 5 fucking stars? You know how privileged, you know how many 5 stars I've given on this fucking
four
show?
And a half, 4.5, I'll give 4.5.
That's generous. I can't remember the last time I gave it. I don't think I've given a 5-star match since we come back. I haven't given a 5-star match.
Yeah, I can't.
And on the old channel, I hadn't given a 5-star match in fucking donkey's years. I think the last one was Wrestle Kingdom, the Ibushi Okada, because I was just so emotionally involved. But apart from that, I haven't given a 5-star match in fucking forever, because then it means something when I come on here and I go, this is 5 stars.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah, I don't need a 5-star, because then that will make it feel like I'm putting...
In the same category as fucking everything. But that was my favourite women's match of the year, to the point where when the show finished...
Better than Banks and Bayley.
Oh, 100%. From NXT. And they had a good match at... the NXT TakeOver one. That was 5 stars. That was a 5-star. Yeah. That easy. That was a fucking banger. Banger.
Bayley died.
Yeah, literally. And the crowd, it was a special moment, finally won the belt, blah, blah, blah. Here, if there were stakes on this, if this was for a title, you could go, you know, 4.5, 4.75. You know, give it 5 more minutes, maybe chuck with a fucking clean finish, maybe chuck a 5. But no, when it's just, when nothing matters, it's kind of like, they got given chicken shit because they were at a disadvantage already because no one gave a fuck. Realistically, whoever wins, who cares?
And then they turn it's good. Chicken shit into nuggets, golden nuggets.
In a year's time, do you know how we're doing 20 years ago? In 20 years' time, we're going to watch this and go, why the fuck? Who cares? We'll be like, oh, they're having a... Who cares? You know, we're in the middle of Austin fucking trying to take out Triple H, who tried to run him over at Survivor Series. And here we got, I'm Dean Raw and I'm Team SmackDown. And they got drafted like a month ago.
No, they stayed on the same ones. They didn't.
Yeah, but if they fucking... back, if they should do draft after Mania. So do the night after Mania, then do the draft. Because I don't like how they do the draft so close to Team Raw, Team SmackDown. Because to me, as I'm just starting to get back into it, I'm like, oh, these guys are all in different brands, and I'm expected to see loyalty towards the brands. It doesn't click for me.
Yeah.
But this was great. I recommend everyone.
They did a draft after Mania, though. That's the thing.
Yeah, didn't they do 2 this year? I swear they did 2. I swear they've done 2. I swear they've done 2.
No,
they did a superstar shake-up, wasn't it? I swear they did.
No, I got mad.
Yeah, who cares? The WWE Performance Center, Raw and SmackDown doesn't count.
Yeah.
The Thunderdome stuff counts. It's quite important.
Yeah.
But everything before that, even the Mania, that doesn't matter.
Yeah, the Mania was still good though. They pulled it off.
They tried. Their stuff. This, like, I enjoyed this Survivor Series more than Mania because of the Thunderdome. I couldn't stand the Performance Center crowd. That's why I couldn't watch it.
Yeah. I still think they pulled it off though. It was.
But is that bias just because it's Mania and you're pumped and excited and in a great
mood?
Yeah,
true. Yeah, it's Mania. You know what I mean? I'm gonna be excited. I can watch it anywhere.
Yeah, you can. Yeah, our WrestleMania reviews will be interesting. I'm looking forward to that because I'll be still fucking. I don't care what day of the month it is. Obviously, there'll be a little.
And I love WrestleMania.
Yeah, you'll be like 6 stars, 7 stars, 8 stars. Better than Omega and Okada. Right. So then we were on Team Raw versus Team SmackDown and the women's stuff. This we talked about on the preview prediction show, how this was a big opportunity for them to make Lana a star, and they failed.
They didn't just fail. It was bloody terrible.
It was like, okay, cool. This is gonna be it. Fucking, we're gonna have, you know. And as soon as it was down to Bianca Belair, I was like, oh fuck. Okay, maybe
a chance to make her look fucking beast.
Yeah, they even fucked.
She should eliminate your bloody Nia Jax clean.
Eliminate
Shayna
clean, and then that way it'll be, oh my god, she's eliminated both the fucking tag team champions. Fuck that belt. But then they could have done Bianca Belair versus Lana, done it a really good back and forth for 5 minutes, have Lana maybe with a schoolgirl, fucking 1, 2, 3, oh my god, I've done it, oh my god, and then Bianca Belair's like, oh god damn it, and then they can fucking shake hands, they can raise each other's hands, and you'll be like, 2 fucking stars made. But what did they do? They decided to have a double fucking count out and have Lana, who was in the ring for about 30 seconds until she got tagged out, not tagged out herself, she got tagged out, and she was forced to stand on the steps. She got bullied, one, comes in the ring and starts fucking crying. Oh, I felt like, fuck off. Pure dog shit.
Even if Liv Morgan stayed in till the end into the Lana thing, Lana eliminated Liv, and then Bianca gets a win over Lana.
Yeah, either way, you had a choice. Either make Bianca Belair a star, which they were so close to.
They could have done both.
They were so close to. When she was choked out and then she held on, and she was fucking down in the dumps. I was like, right, cool, this is it. This is Bianca Belair is about to become a fucking star like she did last year with the NXT shit.
Shayna and Nia have the belts. They don't need...
Right, so Shayna Baszler looks like a fucking mug. She looked like a fucking idiot.
She's passed out,
literally. She's passed out, pull her in the ring, 1, 2, 3, done. We could have been ball game and we could have been free victory. But they didn't do that. And when we say Shayna Baszler's an idiot, we're not calling her an idiot. We're saying the booking of how she's booked is an idiot. Is fucking stupid. So then you had that. And then you had Jax and Bianca Belair outside brawling. There's no crowd to make noise. And they can't hear a fucking referee count. And they weren't. And when it got to 9, they weren't fucking trying to get back in the ring. They're just still there fighting. And then Lana's just stood on the ramp and then gets in the ring crying. I'm like, what the fuck is... What is awful. You went from a fucking magnificent women's match.
It's a lower than a dot.
I'm going to give it 1 star because there was effort.
I'm going to give it a shit bucket.
I'm going to give it a star because I'm feeling generous.
A bucket full of shit, that's what I'm going to give
it. Yeah, don't watch this. And the thing is, because I remember I said at the start of the match, there was some good solid wrestling, which is why I'm going to give it a star. Because I remember I said to you, I was like... I tend to not watch that much women's wrestling. So I was like, when I was watching, I was like, oh, dude, this
is... I like the fact that the SmackDown girls are like, oh, Bayley's our captain because Bayley's the fucking champion.
She's the former champion. She had the champion for, 300 plus days on SmackDown?
Yeah.
So that makes a lot of sense. But there was some good shit, like Royce eliminated Bayley. That was a good moment. So good for her. Then she just got dumped out by Natalia, who loses to everyone, so that was great. There was just shit everywhere. There was a superplex. And then, like I said, we already touched upon the end. 3 versus 2, and it was fucking pathetic. 3 versus 1, sorry. They had a chance to make a start.
Shayna Baszler, idiot.
Shayna Baszler, idiot. Nia Jax, idiot. Bianca Belair, idiot. Lana, why the fuck are you crying?
Yeah.
You won by doing nothing. Is that how you want to be, recognised? You know, you won by standing on steps and getting bullied. You got bullied and you won and you're... Yeah. I'm a survivor! No, you're not.
What sort of message is that showing as well?
So you do nothing and you get rewarded.
Yeah.
That was pure fucking... That had Vince. I cannot...
I don't think it was Vince. I reckon it was one of his monkeys.
Yeah, fucking... It was... Oh, it was so bad. That was like, it was a wake up call. Hey, this is W, remember. Same as the Sami Zayn booking. I don't understand it. The Seth Rollins booking as well. I don't know what the fuck's going on. I like the fact it was the at the start, the five men one, because cool, we can now set up a W title normal contenders match. Hopefully, touch wood, nothing announced yet, but
Lana's going to face Oscar.
And then, in theory, I reckon it's going to be Lana and someone versus...
Yeah. She needs to be teamed with a big woman.
Yeah, like I said, that the Gonzalez girl from NXT.
Yeah, she needs to go to keyboard. Yeah,
fucking NXT, that doesn't matter. We're trying to get fucking ratings up on Raw. Fucking NXT. Like, let's try and get ratings up on Raw. More people watch Raw.
No, Lana's a face. What an amazing way to bring in fucking Whipley.
Oh, you don't a pair of Lana, do you? Nah. Because people...
No. That's like, I mean, don't team up forever. Just literally...
Oh, win the belts.
Yeah, just a mutual... Just like, look, I've had some trouble with...
Shayna Baszler before.
Yeah, with Baszler before.
And it's a way to get her back up on the roster. Yeah, that makes sense. I just hope they do something with this. But I guarantee you, this week on Raw, Jackson Baszler just going to put her through a table again and she's going to look like a fucking idiot. And then I'm going to cry. Like, apparently there's a documentary on the network now about Lana, which is why she's like saying I'm a survivor, because she's like crying in the documentary. I haven't watched a documentary, so when I take the piss, it's out of the stuff I'm watching on this TV show, not her as a person.
Well, it's on the network. There's a documentary. Well, I'm going to see this.
Please. Yeah, watch it. Apparently she like gets like really upset. It's like, it's called W Chronicle with Lana. Like, they do those behind the scenes type shit, exposing the business a bit more. But yeah, it was what it was. And then that led us...
Now we need to cool down.
Yeah, now we can cool down. We can go back to some good shit. We had Roman Reigns versus Drew McIntyre, so WWE Champion versus Universal Champion. This was a good main event.
Yeah.
You know, if there was a crowd there, this would have been magic. I like the use of...
It felt like the main event as well. Like the
big fight film.
Yeah, the big fight. It felt like a main event, like them walking around, staring at each other.
Yeah, nice and slow. And obviously, the start was a bit bitter because I wish it was Randy Orton, because everyone knows I'm biased, but no fucking... McIntyre pulled his own here. There were some really nice counters of the Claymore and nice counters of the spear. That fucking, when he went for the spear and he countered in midair into the Kimura, was fucking gorgeous. He didn't just like, when he went, I thought, you know, go for a spear and you just catch it. But he kind of like rolled through into it as well, which I thought was really fucking great. And then Reigns...
No one ever leapfrogs over a spear, and I think that would look fucking great.
Yeah.
No one ever leapfrogs.
So then Reigns applies a guillotine. Drew McIntyre passes out. Roman Reigns wins, stands on the ramp with Uso. McIntyre's like passed out, and The Miz doesn't even come out.
Where is The Miz?
He looked like a fucking idiot. What is he like? Oh, I won my match now. Fuck it, I'm off home. Not even attempted cash in. Stupid. Absolutely fucking stupid. Why would you not have him go out there? At least go out there. And if you want to fucking get McIntyre look strong again after just taking a loss, fucking have Miz go to cash in and just have fucking McIntyre go boom.
Reigns and McIntyre shook hands after the match, didn't they?
No.
Oh yeah, Miz was laid out, didn't he?
Reigns and Uso shook hands on the ramp. Because remember, Reigns was pissed off of Uso because he cost him, because he lost the Team SmackDown match.
Yeah.
So Uso made up for him. So basically Uso came out and the ref bumped. Great ref bump.
Yeah.
Fucking ramp, great ref bump.
Oh yeah, we said that, didn't we?
Yeah,
we
were watching it. It was great ref bump.
We said that.
Ref, so then obviously ref's down, Uso comes out, fucking low blow, super kick, and then Reigns with a guillotine. They protected McIntyre, which was sensible booking, but the fact the Miz didn't even come, so what, he won his match, he's like, should I stay and watch a potential opportunity to win the WWE title, or shall I go home? I'll go home, there's Miz and Mrs. to make. Fuck me. Awful.
Fucking my mate, is it?
It makes no sense. Like, when they do if they had, like, Reigns win 1-2-3, then they, like, kicked him out of the ring, fair enough. But he was laying there in the middle of the ring. Because, you know, because then they could have had Miz come out, fucking literally, so his, like, literally body, like, passed out.
I'm pretty sure he was led out flat on his back.
He was flat
as well.
On his back. So, literally, if they literally could have done the exact same finish, but guillotine, and then literally Reigns just, like, push him, and then he falls to the outside. Then have Miz come out, fucking go to pick him up, obviously he's a big boy, pick him up, throw him in the ring, Miz then gets into the ring, goes to cash in, and then McIntyre wakes up a little bit, realises, oh shit, fucking Claymore, fucking stand there with W title in the air. Miz is a chicken shit heel, we don't need to fucking look strong. McIntyre looks great. because he's now, yeah, he lost, but fuck me, he just took out the Mr. Money in the Bank after passing out. Roman Reigns looks strong because he won the match. Jimmy Uso looks strong because he cost McIntyre the match. Like, there were some booking flaws, but the wrestling on this show was good. Yeah. If you can overlook the triggeringness of the IC US title match, of the SmackDown Women's title match, of the Miz not cashing in, the actual wrestling on this show was very good.
The SmackDown Women's Challenge match was good.
Another Women's SmackDown versus Raw Women, the Elimination Survivor Series thing. And then we had The Undertaker come out for the... Well, we didn't have The Undertaker come out first. We had a list of legends that came out. So you had the
Godwins. And all they did was stand in the ring. Yeah. I thought they were going to... Taker was going to come out at the end.
And they were going to stand. Yeah, because when we were watching, I was like, right, who's going to come out? Because it was like, they were doing it as if, who's going to come out? Who's going to come out? But they didn't. And then it ended, and I was like, I didn't get as emotional as I was expecting to get because of the fact that I was expecting someone to jump. Like, you know, where was Rock? Where was Austin? Where was Angle? You know, if this was an Undertaker farewell, like proper farewell, and this is no disrespect. This is probably, you know, his best friends, which maybe he said, I just want my best friends to see them one last time. Mm. I want to go in the ring and I want to do it my way. So, but I guess if the Rock, Austin...
I guess COVID was such
an... COVID is yeah, and especially if Rock's shooting a movie, you know, and Austin's like, you know what? I've got a wife and kids. I'm kind of like, that's a risk. Ric Flair will do anything to go on TV. Fair play. But, you know, but... Like,
as I think he's a Jew. He might be.
Nah. He's just smart. And I think he just loves the game so much that he just wants to be a part of it any time possible. The actual...
Why everyone said he's a junkie.
He's not a junkie. Oh, yeah, junkie for the wrestling, yeah. But as a whole, the farewell was good. Yeah. It was classy. It was done well. Vince coming out at the start to... announce him to come out was really touching, the way Vince nearly cried.
Yeah.
Taker doing the...
The makeup freaked me out.
Yeah, his makeup was so much. Taker doing the fucking hands gesture, yeah, and then Paul Bearer in a really good quality hologram that I want to give props to. That probably cost a buck, but it looked fucking real as fuck, and it was magic. Absolutely cool.
I think that was his farewell.
Because then, like, you know, he's at the point now where he's starting to do interviews. Like, I don't know if you see, but like on YouTube and podcasts, he's like, in a lot of interviews
stuff,
now.
Hot topic
and things like that. He's doing his own stuff. He can now become a person in his own personal brand and doesn't need WWE anymore. Not as in, like, he doesn't need them. It's just he's done his career.
Yeah, he's not worse.
He's never, like he said at the start of that Steve Austin podcast, he's never been able to do this shit. You know, for 30 years he's been The Undertaker. He's never broken character, none of this bullshit. And now he can...
The most committed person to the gimmick.
100%. And now, Undertaker, rest in peace. He can now become himself, Mark Calloway, as a brand. He can start doing TikToks. He can start showcasing stuff with his families. Maybe open up an own gym. Maybe open up a wrestling school. You know, maybe do lots of other different things. And he can actually branch out and make lots of money.
Imagine getting trained by Undertaker.
Oh man, that'd be crazy. But fucking, he won't do that, I don't think. But you know, he can do other things. He can go to these what are they called? Fucking
Starcast,
all these like conventions and signings, and you know, meet up with his old friends, and just have a laugh, and then sign autographs.
If you go meet the Undertaker, take out a mortgage because he'll probably be expensive.
Yeah, dude. Do you know he was charging? Do you know Cameo?
Yeah,
not the club near us. The Cameo, the fucking thing.
Yeah,
he charges a grand for a 30-second video. You piece of shit! I literally went on the show and ripped everyone a new one.
Is it a 30-second video?
30-second video.
I thought as long as you want.
No, it's hey, this is the Undertaker. I just want to say happy birthday. May your birthday rest in peace.
Yeah.
Mate, they sold out in 2 days. 2 days! He made 30K. From what? It's 30 seconds. We'll give it a minute to record. It took him half an hour to earn 30K, making videos for pathetic mugs. Like, okay, maybe if it's, okay, your mum's a huge Undertaker fan and she's going through a bit of shit. You know, Taker, can you send a nice message to my mum saying, you know, keep fighting, champ.
Yeah, exactly. That's, for that, and if I had the money, yeah.
That's fair enough. But for people just like, I want The Undertaker to say my name. It's like, fucking get a job. Get a life and sort yourself out. But yeah, his farewell was impressive, and I wish him the best in retirement. Hopefully he can now enjoy life, don't have to worry about character work. He can do podcasts, he can do conventions, he can do marketing, he can open up his own clothing brand, he could do lots of shit, kind of similar to like Rock and Big Match Johnny, but he can start doing movies if he wanted to.
Cena's not retired though, is he?
Cena's not retired, no. I reckon we'll get a retirement match soon though. But overall, this Survivor Series, wrestling wise, was really good. Shout out to Asuka and Sasha Banks, they did a fucking magnificent job. In a match that I wasn't that looking forward to on the preview prediction show, I wasn't that pumped for it.
We saw it in the year, but yeah, I
was blown away.
Maybe that was a thing. Going back to the Banks-Oscar match, just like, oh well, they've already seen us, so let's do something different.
It was more of a boom, 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 rather than slow pace like they normally do in women's matches in WWE. But it was so good. I was jumping all over Stardom to watch some Stardom shit this morning. When the show finished, and I'm juggling around doing the fucking Best of Super Junior as well. I need to watch today's show. Also started watching the DDT De Ogro and Priest. Everyone who's fans of DDT, watch that. I'm curious to see the follow up now. So there's gonna be a Raw and a SmackDown review this week. The Raw one will be Tuesday. I'm not staying up till 4 a.m. There is absolutely zero chance of that.
Yeah.
No chance. I'll watch it when I wake up, and then watch it after we go for a run, and then do a review on it then. And then SmackDown, I'm on the overnight, so I can just watch it when I get home and do a show on it. It's fucking easy and dandy. But yeah, so I'm still going to go thumbs in the middle. Just because
thumbs up.
Yeah, just because the wrestlers busted their rear ass off for our entertainment, so good on them. Everyone go watch the Asuka Banks and McIntyre and Reigns, because it's really good solid stuff. But that in mind, guys, we'll be back with a 20 years ago Survivor Series 2000 review coming to you guys tonight. It's episode 7 of 20 years ago. Then tomorrow it'll be a Raw review, as well as a Best of Super Juniors coverage will be coming, as well as a DDT De Ogro pre-review will be coming night 1 at the Currican Hall. So lots of shit coming your way, guys, as always. Thank you all for watching the stuff over the weekend. I really appreciate it. Smashed out 5 shows for you guys to all enjoy. But that in mind, it is time to hit the hay. Time to be back to human life. So stay safe, stay well. Wash your hands, you dirty bastards. Wear a face mask. They cost nothing. And we'll be catching your asses down the line.